So we're here today with Joff Williams, and it's a couple of months before Joff is going to become president of the Academy. You've long been involved in the Academy's professionalism, work, and mission, and have been associated with the Life and Health Qualification Seminar for a long time. Is there anything about that seminar in beginnings or as it's developed over the last 10 years or so that you've seen differences among attendees or issues that might be interesting to talk about?
Absolutely. I have immensely enjoyed that opportunity to be involved in that seminar and in that opportunity. I think, you know, over the years that I've been involved, there's definitely been, I wouldn't say a major shift, but it's certainly been more and more of our attendees recognize the value from a CE standpoint, and they're recognizing that the way the seminar is structured, that you, one, can come and get all of your CE in 3 days. you know, we certainly, that's not the reason, the only reason to come, but you can get basically all your CE. It's relevant. It's very focused on those that are practicing, you know, in the space where you're going to be signing opinions and doing year-end work. And I personally have noticed, even myself, you know, every year, I learn something a little bit new. I mean, we have quite a few people that come back more than once. So we've set up the seminar in November, not by accident. I mean, the actuaries that are coming to this are preparing for year-end work, and they're, you know, they're focused. They're very specific issues that, you know, they're coming to hear about. And I think because of the environment of the way the seminar is set up, we spend part of the time doing sessions, going over material that's obviously very relevant, very important, both on the life and on the health side. But then we also each day have two breakout sessions of case studies. And it's those case studies that I've kind of come to realize over the years that are really the most effective and the most highly regarded in terms of feedback from the attendees. Because basically we give them situations that are pretty real world. I mean, they're and they're fairly involved case studies. I mean, they usually spend 45 minutes, maybe even an hour, on small groups talking about how they would deal with the situation, what they, you know, how they would address it. Then we get back together again and spend another 45 minutes kind of talking about it in the class as a whole. And the one thing that we kind of come away with, that at least I have, and I think we remind them, is a lot of these case studies, you realize not every time is there a black and white answer. I mean, a lot of times we even come to situations where we'll ask them to write up the, you know, each group, we may have eight groups. We'll say, well, everybody write up your final answer, what you think the final answer is. We'll have eight different answers. And then we'll kind of talk about, well, okay, what does this mean? What does this, and so I think, you know, a lot of times they realize, wow, sometimes there's not a black and white answer. So now, how do I deal with this? How do I communicate this? How do I, you know, tell my principals, what does this mean? And so I think that's been very valuable in terms of those case studies and kind of really having them to understand that as a profession, sometimes we all are called upon to look at situations and even make decisions that sometimes are not black and white.
It's interesting. I've observed that the times that I've been at the Life and Health Qualification Seminar, that the case studies are fascinating for the participants, and that the conversation afterwards is often really very enlightening for them. You do see lights go on in the eyes as you look around the room. That the idea that there isn't just a black and white answer, that you're going to tell me what it is and that's the end of it. The seminar is different in that sense than other opportunities to get basic education through an exam. While there's an exam at the end of the seminar, it is it's not a multiple choice, right?
And I think that's actually one of the real strengths and beauty of it is, I think to your point of, you noticed even that, you know, you can kind of look around and see how people respond and see how they, you know, like, oh, well, that was interesting. I didn't realize, you know, and they, I think, as you said, almost light bulbs go off in their heads sometimes. And a lot of people that are coming here, this is their first exposure to probably being in a position where they're going to have to sign something. They're going to have to, you know, put their name on a document that, you know, they're going to have to take responsibility for. And I think, you know, my experience has been as actuaries, we're almost a little bit trained to get, quote, a right answer. I mean, if you actually think back again, back to the educational system and kind of, you know, we take exams and, you know, our mindset is, well, you get the right answer, or here's the right answer, and that's how you're going to be determined whether you pass or fail. And I think now as a profession, when you get to this stage and you're coming to the Life and Health Qualification Seminar, you're at a place where you're kind of being said, there might not be a right answer, but there needs to be an answer. I mean, and you need to do, you know, the work that needs to be done. And sure, there are standards and there's things you have to follow and all of those, but there's still going to be a situation where you may have to use professional judgment that introduces, and this is something that I've shared as well in times when I've had a chance to either talk to public or other organizations or whatever, that I think is such a powerful thing about being an actuary. And that separates us, you know, in terms of profession from the standpoint of I'm actually being able to have opportunities where I can use my professional skills to help people understand or even come to an answer to a question.